This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
A pretty doggone cool radio program, if I do say so myself. It's Doug Steffen presenting the ladies of the DJV program, so you can have a good day. You can listen to Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and I discuss some of the issues of the day. Jennifer, what's the first issue in this hour?
Well, I think if you followed this show with any bit of regularity, you know that I've been really kind of, I don't know, I don't want to say obsessed because that's the wrong word, but I've always been interested in figuring out what the motivation was behind the Las Vegas shooting. It just seemed like not a whole lot of information ever came out on what the motivation was and how this all came to be, and it just felt a little bit like we were not being told everything. Well, that feeling has expanded because the FBI has decided to sort of close down its case into the FBI shooting. They find no motive in the case of Stephen Paddock opening fire on that group of concert goers at the Route 91 Harvest Festival. And this is over a year after the FBI began its investigation. The agency completed an analysis of Stephen Paddock, the man behind the October 1st, 2017 mass shooting, the largest on U.S. soil, concluding that there was no single or clear motivating factor that drove Stephen Paddock's killing rampage and then his suicide. The Behavioral Analysis Unit shared key findings on Tuesday of this past week from the report, which explored details of Paddock's developmental, his interpersonal, and his clinical history as they related to his behavior before the attack, which was an 11-minute massacre where he killed 58 people and injured 1,000 others. They said throughout his life, he went through to great lengths to keep his thoughts private, and that extended to his final thinking about the mass murder, according to officials. This was a 3-page synopsis that was released to the press. In the end, the FBI said that Stephen Paddock, who was 64, didn't really have a religious, social, or political agenda. He didn't have an accomplice to help him carry out his mission. He simply was someone who acted alone, who was depressed, and he looked around town for the best way to impart the most damage. We've heard that he was checking into hotels in the weeks before to look for the best possible vantage point. Apparently, there were some issues that he had with his dad. There was no manifesto, no suicide note, nothing left behind to explain the attack, but he wanted to attain a certain degree of infamy, according to the report, via this mass casualty attack. He's a retired postal worker, accountant, a real estate investor, and nobody seems to know exactly what was running through his mind. I guess his father was a bank robber and a fugitive, and he was on the FBI's top 10 most wanted list, and that was always something that was in the back of Stephen Paddock's mind. And FBI investigators say maybe that this had something to do with that strained relationship that he had with his dad, who was a criminal in his own right. So not a lot of answers from this 3-page report, but certainly, and we've talked about this here, it's amazing to me how you can clearly identify someone, usually within 10 minutes of some type of terror attack on U.S. soil, without them even being American citizens. And we know who they are, where they came from, why they're acting. It seems so odd to me that the FBI has only been able to say, we don't really know. It's the ultimate shoulder shrug as part of this report that was just released to, I guess, attempt to close this case of the shooting in Las Vegas.
Well, there are a lot of these sorts of things happen. We were talking about the fellow from Empire and the hate crime against him. And then there's more from Pittsburgh, that synagogue shooting, remember from last year. The gunman behind this shooting has been charged with more federal hate crimes. They found him. Federal grand jury slapping 19 charges, additional charges against this fellow, bringing the count to 63. He was indicted last year on 44 other charges. He's pled not guilty. I was getting a kick out of it. Why even bother? What is there about the system that requires you ask the judge, ask the defendant, are you guilty or not guilty? And it's a sham. Why? Everybody says they're not guilty unless they want to not go through the court proceedings. Say, I'm guilty, Your Honor, sentence me right now. But that isn't the case most of the time. I never have understood that. Any lawyers
listening? Because our system is a beautiful one, because you're innocent until proven guilty. So,
yeah. Well, so why bother to ask?
You start changing that.
No, well, I don't want to change that. I'm just saying, why bother to ask it? Of course, people are going to say they're not guilty.
You have to know, because the people that just cop to it immediately, you can save the taxpayers a whole lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, this synagogue shooting, 11 people, I think, were killed there.
I think what's different about that, and what still irks me about this Vegas shooting, is that in the case of the Empire actor or in the synagogue shooting, we know that those are hate crimes. Those are very obviously hate crimes, although I think that designation is stupid. I think most crimes are hate crimes, but these are something that are, to be more specific, racially charged crimes, culturally charged crimes. We don't know that with Stephen Paddock. There's no indication that he was after a certain group of people.
Yeah.
So that's what's so, I think that's what makes this one so different.
Yeah.
And I don't know why it compels me so much, but I guess when you, not that you can ever accept things, but at least when you hear, okay, this is a hate crime, we need to work to stamp out hate. Okay, at least it gives you something to work towards. What could you do? What could our country do? What could we do in our own lives to prevent Stephen Paddock from doing this, someone like him? And the answer is nothing, because we don't know what provoked him.
Well, the whole business about aberrant behavior and why it is that people do what they do, and then we follow up on it. Here's the latest in the kinds of things going on, sexual misconduct in schools. Here's a private school care in Maryland, in Annapolis. 10 adults in positions of authority in the 1970s, the 1980s, the 1990s, engaged in all kinds of inappropriate relationships with any number of students. And the school knew about it and didn't do anything about it. School is called the Key School. 16 former students have filed suit against the school because they were subjected to all kinds of physical, emotional, mental abuse by these people who were teachers and in the school administration. And the only reason to bring it up is because this kind of stuff, I believe it deserves the light of day, so people know that it goes on and we can somehow or other as a collective try to be more careful about who gets hired and watching what they do. We have the college things, but this is a small private school, high school. So the aberrant behavior goes down, and then you get back to, oh, isn't it horrible, these actions, and the school didn't take any action. But what the hell drives somebody to be like that in the first place? Why are you so... Is exceptional behavior like this the rule and not the exception? In terms of how often we hear these things, people are not really distracted by these things anymore because we hear so many of these stories. We've kind of come to accept, oh, well, there are those bad people around. We have to root them out. But I like Jennifer, I want to know what the cause is. Why?
Yeah, it's. I think most people, at least at their school or in the county around them, know at least one teacher that it was rumored or it definitely happened where they had some kind of relationship with a student. And, you know, for some reason, when it's one person, you can say, okay, well, this was obviously one weirdo. But the thing that's always so much scarier and so much more bizarre to me is when you have a group of people at the same school who don't see anything wrong with it or...
Right.
Keep it hidden, because then it becomes more of a cultural thing. And I just don't understand how that happens here or in the gymnastics or like at Michigan State, how they just hid the entire thing with Larry Nassar. And even though people reported it, they just pushed it under the rug and they got rid of all those people who tried to do something about it. And I just I don't understand how you can have any kind of conscience or any kind of ethics and allow something like that to happen.
This school has 600 students, Kara. And they have children from elementary to middle school to high school, and they, on their website, describe themselves as a, quote, progressive coeducational college prep school. It costs $28,000 a year to go there. So parents are expecting, I would guess, you send your children, spend that kind of dough, and not, I mean, this isn't even college, it's a private school, and wouldn't you expect them to be safe? I think you'd expect you're paying for better education, supposedly, and for the children to be cared for better. At least that's what I'd expect if I was sending my child to that school or any school like that. But there have been other schools that have had, elite schools that have had these sorts of problems. And again, I go back to, where do these people come from? How do they get to the point where, A, they're interested in doing this kind of stuff, and you know, what is their motivation? Why are they that sick? Whack jobs. 16 after the hour on the DJV program.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 1.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
When I have a cold sore, I want something that works.
Purpose in L penetrates deep to treat your cold sore, and it's enriched with lysine, vitamins, and lemon balm for soothing relief.
But even when I don't have a cold sore, I still want something that protects against a flare-up.
Purpose in L protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold, including flare-ups from sun damage with its added SPF 30 protection. So it treats and protects.
Works for me.
And me too.
Purpose in L. Works when you have a cold sore. Works when you don't. Use as directed.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now get 20% off office supplies and furniture with coupon. That's 20% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 2nd, 2019.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
The Super Bowl is just around the corner, and snacks will be a key player for viewers. Frito-Lay has released the first ever U.S. Snack Index to learn what football fans look forward to snacking on while watching the game. Frito-Lay Senior Vice President of Sales and Chief Commercial Officer, Stephen Williams, shares what they found.
We introduced the U.S. Snack Index to get a fun snapshot of what consumers prefer when it comes to snacking while watching the big game. We weren't surprised to find the top picks for Super Bowl viewers this year were chips, with 80% of Americans planning to reach for a potato or tortilla chip, with salsa coming in as the number one dip. We also saw that spicy and cheesy snacks rank highest with Gen Z and millennials. At Frito-Lay, we're always focused on giving consumers the range of snacking choices they want, and for Super Bowl, we've definitely got them covered.
For more information, go to Frito-Lay.com/snackindex.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, is this me, or is it today, or what is it? Look at all this stuff all over the place. Steve Wynn, back in the news because of more sexual misconduct claims against him. He's the big, tyrant. Maybe he is a tyrant. Owns all those resorts in Las Vegas. And here's a former Major League Baseball pitcher who was arrested on child sexual abuse charges. What is it? Is it, again, is it the water? Is it today? Is it what I'm finding? These things are all over the place. It's like a disease. It is a disease, actually. But here's somebody accusing Gene Simmons of groping his wife.
Fake that was probably true. Yeah, that one's probably true. I got a little grope from Gene when I met him. Nice guy.
Yeah, right.
He's friendly.
Yeah, very. 21 after.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Change at the hour on the DJB program. Jennifer, Victoria, Karen, and I. New country, good for your soul. Florida, Georgia line. Plus Dan and Shay and Tim McGraw. Set for the iHeart Country Music Festival. iHeart is the owner of more radio stations in the country than anybody else. They have more country stations. And they get more income from having these festivals. They have the iHeart Music Festival that Ryan hosts. I don't think he's hosting this, though. I don't think he'd fit particularly well. Bobby Bones, in fact, is going to serve as a host. He has a country. I think he's got a syndicated country show.
He just won Dancing with the Stars, too, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
Okay. Controversially, he won, yes.
Why? What was the controversy?
Well, because he's a terrible dancer, and people thought the voting was rigged.
Yeah, maybe it was. Mm-hmm. All right, so anyway, iHeart and their country festival, May 4th, lineup of Tim McGraw, Florida Georgia Line, Luke Combs, Little Big Town, Old Dominion. This is the sixth year of the show. Takes place at the Irwin Center in Austin with, as I say, Bobby Bones on the dais as the host. Festival includes special live collaboration featuring Laura and Elena and today's emerging women of country music. Tickets for the show on sale a week from Friday, noontime. iHeart's 150 country radio stations broadcasting the event live in their local market. So there's a promotion for iHeart. All right, next, musically speaking, in the world of country, the opening acts on Alan Jackson's tour have come from his bar.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. He wants aspiring country musicians to know that the days of cutting your teeth in the honky-tonks of Nashville's Lower Broadway are not over. Folks like Willie, Derek Spentley, Dustin Lynch, Chris Jansen, Alan Jackson all got their start in Nashville playing for the rowdy crowds in the bars all up and down the street there. In 2017, Alan Jackson opened his first honky-tonk called AJ's Good Time Bar. How many of those are there around the world? every day, every night. Wide variety of up-and-coming talent playing their hearts out for tip money so they can pay their bills. Often the costs that come along with funding a music career, it could be big. You got to invest. They're all looking for a big break, which is why Alan Jackson is giving a break to them. This year, in addition to William Michael Morgan and Randy Houser, many of the shows that Jackson's doing will include brief performances by some of these aspiring singer-songwriters who are performing at his AJ's Good Time Bar. I love that name. I like to say that over and over again. AJ's Good Time Bar. So there are newcomers like James Carruthers and Amanda Daughtry and Jay Bragg will take the stage at various stops on the tour. A couple of more AJ Good Time Bar artists are going to be determined by a fan-voted wild card contest. It's running now through the 8th of February at the website of the bar. Anybody look at the website, AJ's Good Time Bar? I bet that'd be kind of fun. Look at that.
Be fun to go.
Yeah. Alan Jackson actually has a long history of giving rising stars their first chances. Brad Paisley, Leanne Rimes, Sarah Evans. Wow, that's a good list. Chris Young. How old is Alan Jackson?
I have no idea that any of them opened.
How long has he been around?
He's been around a long time. He's probably in his 50s, mid-50s, yeah.
Huh. So good for him. This is the thing that people, this is the breaks that people need. And he's paying attention.
He's such a solid performer and seems like a good guy.
All right, so there's info at alanjackson.com if you want to be an up-and-comer. That's the story of his tour. 50, whoops, wait a minute, I'm just giving away half the hour. It's 28 after on the DJB show.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, Babbel.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Oh, hey.
Hey, did you hear? My friend's company was the victim of an email impersonation attack.
It's a serious threat to every business.
What if cyber criminals target us and trick accounting into making a wire transfer?
Don't worry, we have Barracuda.
So we're secured?
Yeah. Barracuda uses artificial intelligence to detect and block spear phishing and account takeover attempts.
What a relief.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another brutally cold day is coming up for the Midwest as the frigid weather moves into the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic as well. At least 9 people have died in the Midwest from the sub-zero temperatures and, in some cases, wind chills as low as 50 below zero.
We continue to expect that the American economy will grow at a solid pace in 2019.
The Federal Reserve leaving interest rates unchanged and now expected to raise rates only once this year. Fed Chief Jerome Powell.
We are now facing a somewhat contradictory picture of generally strong U.S. macroeconomic performance alongside growing evidence of cross currents. Common sense risk management suggests patiently awaiting greater clarity.
After a 2-day policy meeting, Powell played down economic impacts from the government shutdown as long as furloughed workers get their back pay. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts. Preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The hour now on the DJV program. Doug presenting Jennifer and Victoria and Kara at your service and on your side. So, Victoria, what do you have moving into the focus?
Moving into the focus is food. And did you know that the Super Bowl is the second largest food consumption day in America aside from Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Would you have known that?
I believe it.
I would have said Christmas, actually, I thought maybe the Super Bowl would be third.
People do different things for Christmas, though. I would say across the board, Super Bowl's huge.
Yeah. So the USDA is dishing out some tips for food safety consumption. They say more than 100 million people will be watching the Super Bowl. And the USDA estimates that 48 million people get sick from foodborne illnesses each year, and that the chances of getting sick from food poisoning on Super Bowl Sunday are higher because of the larger crowds and the length of the game. People are eating more, and food is sitting out for a much longer amount of time than a typical meal. Chicken wings are the most popular food item. 1 billion chicken wings are consumed during the Super Bowl. I don't eat anything on the bone. It's like
me
hunting
neither.
For my food, and I don't do it. But, ugh. So, anyway, if you are cooking chicken wings at home, which a lot of people do, the USDA recommends not washing the meat beforehand. We heard about this at Thanksgiving this last year as well, where people think that they're doing the right thing by rinsing the turkey first, but actually you're spreading germs all over your sink, everything that's in the sink, and foodborne, it can actually, or airborne, it can actually contaminate other things in your kitchen. So just like the turkey, the chicken wings are the same deal. Don't wash them beforehand, and make sure that your wings are cooked to the right internal temperature of 165 degrees. Use a food thermometer, and they say don't leave any food out at room temperature for more than 2 hours, because that's what they call the danger zone, and bacteria grows very rapidly between 40 and 140 degrees. So they say a single bacterium can multiply 17 million times in just 12 hours. So just make sure that if you don't want to cook your own wings, order them from a restaurant, or just play it safe and buy chips, which is the number one thing that people, that Americans spend money on, to the tune of $227 million will be spent. $227 million will be spent on potato chips or any kind of chips for Super Bowl.
That's
crazy.
So what will you have for breakfast on Super Bowl Sunday? There is a research, people research the craziest things. Your favorite breakfast cereals have been a part of a very fulfilling overview of how America eats. And the results are in. All right, so your favorite breakfast cereal, Jennifer, is?
As a kid or as an adult?
Now. I don't know.
Then I'll give you two. As a kid, it was Frosted Flakes. As an adult, it's probably something like Raisin Nut Brand or something like that.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Frosted Flakes for me, I had them every morning of my life.
I loved them. I loved Lucky Charms, but only for the marshmallows. I actually hated the cereal, so
really?
That was never a contender.
That's true.
And I was afraid of bees, so I never ate Honey Smacks.
There's a motivation for you.
Hi, Victoria. Like, out of the box.
What about, we're continuing in the food news vein here. What about you and your favorite breakfast cereal?
Well, Fancy Nancy never let us have any sugar cereal when we were kids, so we only had plain Cheerios or plain Corn Flakes in the house. So I opted with what all of my Irish cousins would eat, and that was Weetabix. So I do still like Weetabix. I don't really eat cereal, actually, anymore, but if I was ever anywhere else and I could escape from Fancy Nancy's rules of no sugar cereal, Lucky Charms all the way.
Yeah.
Same for my brother. We were fiends for it.
Interesting. The Food and Drug Administration thinks that Cheerios may be medicine, or at least like a drug. There's a new Rasmussen poll showing 87% disagree with the FDA's recent remarks that that cereal should be regulated. And the case of Cheerios, because it's a prescription drug, the health claims that it makes on its box make it a drug, so they say. Only 4% of Americans agree with this. Consumers also don't want Cheerios leaving the grocery store. Imagine the Food and Drug Administration threatened. Is it General Foods that is responsible for Cheerios? I think it is.
I think so.
Threatened them because of the claims.
But what claims do they make? Reducing
cholesterol.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Right, exactly. Well, that's enough for the FDA. You know, they want to regulate everything. This is so asinine.
That's crazy.
God, give the government... Get rid of some of this. These people should stay home. Should have stayed home after the government shutdown. So the most popular breakfast cereals at the moment are Rice Krispies, Cap'n Crunch, Frosted Flakes, Special K, Cheerios, Fruit Loops, Lucky Charms, Raisin Bran. What do you think the number one cereal in the country is?
Honey Nut Cheerios?
Did you say Cheerios? I would guess Cheerios.
No, Cheerios is number five on the list. He's feeling his Cheerios. Cheerios. You don't remember that ad?
I don't know.
All right, cornflakes.
Oh.
Boring.
I don't even think of that as like...
Isn't most of what America eats boring? Come on. Think about it. What could be more boring than going to a fast food restaurant or anywhere and just having a hamburger? That's just boring.
Oh, please.
The things that are...
you're just doing it wrong.
I don't do it at all. So, you know, it may be that that's my problem. There is a statistic out also about the number of people who cook at home. Now, the reason I brought this up, Victoria, is because of what you just said about all the things that people buy that are prepared, they're cooked, or maybe they're not cooked enough, or whatever it is. Do you know how many problems could be eliminated from the American health scene if people cook their foods at home?
Most reliable
way to shift your life into a healthier direction is to prepare food at home. I just looked at the I got onto this sort of kick because there's an ad that I saw for another one of those supply your food at home in a box thing. And it was all vegetarian stuff, and it looked really very good. It's expensive, but I thought, you know, this would be a good thing to do. And then I looked at the stuff in there. I don't have an aversion to going to the supermarket. In fact, I go every week to get all my fruit. So why can't I just take the things that are in this box, in this list? And I mean, I know most of them anyway. I've gotten onto this kick. Megan got me onto, my daughter, onto cauliflower, broccoli, Brussels sprouts thing. Just cook them, fry them up with a little olive oil and some garlic and brown them up a little. They are yummy. I don't know. We had some broccoli and cauliflower for dinner last Saturday that she'd fixed. And I went into the kitchen because it was smelling so good. And I just started eating the broccoli in the pan. And it was Megan's used to that because I always help myself to everybody's plate, so I might just stick my hand into what was cooking. What's the matter with
never
you?
Cooking for you?
Why? What's the problem with? I'm not hurting anybody else.
Going into other people's kitchens and sticking your hand in the plate? How is that is hurting other people?
Well, have you never dined with Doug before? This is
no, I haven't. So,
Kara,
something for you to look forward to, Kara. Apparently, according to Jennifer, anyway. Up in a moment. The latest on the fire claims and what's going on in California with PG&E. Jennifer will talk about that after these words here on the DJB Show.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth.
Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Earlier this month, I visited the Consumer Electronics Show, or CES, in Las Vegas, checking out the latest and greatest, and filing reports for Tech Talk. And one showstopper had to be Sony's 8K TV. Here's my report from CES.
I saw last night the Sony Master Series TVs, the Z9G TVs that are up to, get this, 98 inches. And not only are they huge, but they're Sony's first consumer 8K televisions. In plain English, this is about 33 million little dots or pixels that make up the image, so it's super, super clear and crisp. And again, with up to 98 inches, you're not seeing any imperfections in that picture, no matter how close you sit.
And though there's no 8K content yet, upscaling technology will bring your content to near 8K.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
When I have a cold sore, I want something that works.
Purpose and L penetrates deep to treat your cold sore, and it's enriched with lysine, vitamins, and lemon balm for soothing relief.
But even when I don't have a cold sore, I still want something that protects against a flare-up.
Purpose and L protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold, including flare-ups from sun damage with its added SPF 30 protection. So it treats and protects.
Works for me.
And me too.
Purpose and L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
This portion of the DJB program brought to you by Prevagen, the name to remember, available in stores everywhere. Before we leave food news, I thought you'd get a kick out of this story from Tennessee. A fellow accused of robbing a fast food store. He worked in the store. He was in the store. His family was in the car waiting for him to get dinner. And instead, he robbed the store, took $500 in a food bag, and sped off. And the kids were complaining, they're crying, "Daddy, where's our food?" It's just amazing what people think, whatever it is that motivates them or what they think they can get away with. It's pretty amazing. All right, speaking of what they can get away with, so now that PG&E is going bankrupt, the announcement for the reason, I guess you have to turn to the number of claims, $11.4 billion, Jennifer, against these guys for the fires. And that was for last, well, this has been 2 years in a row, right? 2017 and 2018. There are 46,000 claims because of the 13,000 homes and businesses that suffered losses, many of them total losses. So PG&E skirting away from this is an outrage. If I were California taxpayer,
this is an outrage. But this is the problem: is that they're not talking about this, and they're not talking about California making this deal with PG&E that essentially capped them on having to do payouts. And now that they've had so many fires that they're responsible for, they can't afford the payouts. So what do? They file Chapter 11 bankruptcy, which means the only person that gets it in the shorts are the victims who are looking for a payout from them for faulty infrastructure. It's ridiculous. Right now, under pressure from billions of dollars in unpaid claims from people who were affected by the wildfires, I think they were tied to 22 in the last 3 years, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
They have caused 86 deaths.
Yeah,
these wildfires that PG&E is linked to, 86 deaths, 14,000 homes destroyed, 500 businesses destroyed, and 4,300 other structures destroyed by fires with ties to PG&E. So they announced that they were going to file for bankruptcy. They had to wait for a 15-day period required by California law, and they did that this week. The company's CEO, who's an interim CEO because the former CEO had to get out before the bankruptcy filing, said that he's going to take action through the process to build up the energy system for our customers, the ones that they want and deserve.
BS. What a bunch of crap. These guys are phony BSing. They should be. This is a case where the people running the company should be held responsible personally for stuff like this, but they're protected, but they ought not to be, I think. Their judgment is what sent the thing over the edge. 10 minutes for the hour on the DJV program.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Three past the hour now. It's Tech Talk time on the DJV program for this Wednesday. iPhone first in focus here, Victoria. What are they doing with this?
This is a bad
Big
one.
Brother and company, right?
Yeah, so if you have FaceTime, if you use FaceTime on your iPhone or on your iPad, or even if you use FaceTime on your laptop, you may want to disable it until Apple gets a hold of gets this whole thing under control. What happens is there is a newly discovered bug that if somebody calls you on FaceTime or using FaceTime and you look at your phone and you say, "Oh, it's my boss and I don't want to talk to my boss right now." Well, the bug actually lets the person who's calling you not only hear you and hear what you're doing and spying on you wherever you are with your phone, but in some cases, people can actually see you through the camera. So if someone's calling you and you don't want to answer the phone call, they can see you not answering the call, and they can hear whatever you say. So if you say, "Oh, well, that's my boss, I don't feel like talking to him right now," well, your boss just heard that. So this is a major bug. It's also in the new feature, which is the group FaceTime. That's also affected by this. And so most of the tech experts who have been dealing with this are saying, if you go to your settings, just turn FaceTime off completely right now, because we don't really know the full extent of spying. This obviously leaves a lot of room for hackers.
How would it have been installed? Is it installed in the factory? How would, I mean, or somebody randomly choosing your phone?
Well, no, FaceTime is, you know, it's an app that comes built into your iPhone.
Yeah,
and
I have it. I use it all the time for Miles.
If anyone else wants to, if they have your cell phone number, if anyone else wants to FaceTime you, they can essentially just, they can eavesdrop on what you're doing. And if your camera is faced the right way, if your phone is faced the right way, they can watch what you're watching. And so this, the bug was actually discovered by a 14-year-old kid who was playing video games and using the group FaceTime feature. And he discovered that. He told his mom. His mom reported it to Apple over a week and a half ago. And Apple apparently did nothing about it. Now it's gone completely. Everybody knows about it now. And in most cases, people are just turning FaceTime off. And so if you have a MacBook or any kind of, even if you use a desktop Mac computer, you may want to just disable it. Apple has said that they will be issuing a bug fix for this by the end of the week. But we haven't heard anything about it yet. So how would a bug fix?
What do they just automatically fix it without you having to do anything? Is that what happens?
Yes, you'll have to. Yeah, it'll probably either be an automatic update if you have that set to do it automatically, or you may have to download the bug fix. But this is affecting all iPhones, iPads, and any Apple PC or any Apple desktop that's running iOS 12.1 or newer. So that's pretty much everybody who has an iPhone is caught up with this now. So just be really, really careful. If you use FaceTime, just know that there are so many security issues with it right now.
Right. All right. So that's that story. Let's move over to Apple now and find out what the Apple App Store is offering.
The Geek Out.
The odd marriage of using Microsoft Office applications on a Mac has always been difficult, especially after Microsoft bundled them into 365 and began selling subscriptions. Now, Apple appears to have made this easier with the recent overhaul of the Apple App Store. So instead of having to go download the applications from Microsoft separately and then manually updating all the frequent updates, Apple users can now grab the latest version of Office from the Apple App Store, install them on their macOS device, and all future updates are handled as normal. Additionally, subscription fees can now be run through an iTunes account. We've posted information about Microsoft Office 365 in the Apple App Store on Twitter at TheGeekOut.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
All right, let's see what else we have technologically speaking, Victoria. BuzzFeed. Seems to be in the focus.
Lots of buzz from BuzzFeed. So on Friday, they laid off 7 more people. They've been going through big rounds of layoffs. And one of the people that they laid off is a guy named Jason Sweetin. Now, his title was creative manager and senior creative lead for quizzes. And everybody loves BuzzFeed quizzes. So what he did to get back at BuzzFeed, he created a new quiz. And it's called, Do You Still Have a Job at BuzzFeed? And so he actually posted it on BuzzFeed site so that other employees who were still there could actually determine whether or not they might still have a job. This went viral, and of course, everyone's calling him a hero, and I don't know if BuzzFeed's going to allow other people to be posting on their platform anymore after this, but it looks really bad for BuzzFeed.
All right, they better get some innovative approaches to keeping their business going, or they're going to be Squatsky. 59 after the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.